Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. When our guest this episode decided to take her eBay business full-time, it allowed her to spend quality time with her late husband throughout his entire battle with MS and cancer. Since then, she has built lifelong relationships with other sellers and has been heavily involved in the eBay initiatives. Welcome, Sherry Smith.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I live in Colorado. I moved here from California, and I started selling on eBay in 2006 because I had quit my full-time job. I was strung out on stress. I was working 11-hour days, working as a recruiter for a Fortune 500 company, and you don't need drugs to be strung out. I was totally strung out on stress. So I quit that job without anything else lined up. And my husband and I had just been married a couple years before. So we had bought a house in the Bay Area in California. We had a house payment. I knew I only had a few weeks to fool around before getting another job that paid enough. But I started selling on eBay just to clean out things that we weren't using. I'm not into keeping things that have value that I'm not using. And it was super fun because people would say, oh, thank you so much. I had one just like this when I was growing up. And so it made them happy. And I got some money and we got it out of the house. Anyway, my husband would talk about me all the time. And he was telling people, oh, yeah, my wife quit her job. She's selling things on eBay. And he came home from work one day. This is like 2 weeks into it. And said, honey, you have to call these two ladies. They want to know what you would charge to sell for them on eBay. And I thought, oh, my gosh. If I can make enough money selling on eBay, I don't have to get another job. And that was February 2006, and I never had to get another job.
You never went back. It's amazing. Okay, so we know when you started selling and what you started selling. What do you sell now?
Well, I still sell on consignment. As my husband always used to say, we're down with OPP, other people's property. Because we're selling for others. I have everything from a vintage metal Santa Claus trinket that sells for $70, believe it or not, to a commercial meat wrapper that occupies two pallets, selling for $8,000.
And how does consignment work for anyone who doesn't know anything about it?
I have a contract that I use, and I take items from someone to sell. So the contract says, this is your property. I'm holding it. And I'm selling it for you. And I list it on eBay. And then when it sells, I ship it. And then I pay them periodically for items that have sold, less eBay fees and my commission. In other words, I don't have to buy it first. I pay them after it sells.
And if it doesn't sell?
If it doesn't sell, I leave it there for such a long time working it, trying to get it to sell. And it either sells eventually, or if it's an item that's taking up room, I'll finally give it back. But the goal is that I research it well enough that I don't take items that aren't going to sell. So that's the dragon that I'm chasing all the time.
Many listeners, like I did mention, do know who you are in your story. And your husband, unfortunately, is no longer with us, but he was heavily involved in the business. Can you tell us a little bit about that and like what impact he has had on the business?
Yes. Well, my husband grew up in San Ramon, California. That's where we bought that house. And he worked at the Costco in Danville, which is right next door. Also, he was the most outgoing person, I'm pretty sure, on the planet. He was an extrovert of all extroverts. So he knew everybody. We went on our honeymoon to Maui and we saw four different people he knew. Also, he loved talking about me. So the first thing he did was get me my first
Wow, client. I need a man like that. What?
I know. Super, super fun. I told him, you know, I got like 70% of my clients from him just by him talking. Or, you know, I used to say I get all my clients just from your mouth. And then he would also pack everything at night when he got home from work. And then he was diagnosed with MS. We started hiring teenagers to help because I no longer wanted to put that on him to pack items at night. So he would recruit teenagers from the basketball court in our neighborhood, you know, our next door neighbors. And soon we had 12 all at one time working for us. He would also come home from work exhausted once he had MS, and he would recruit them and steal them, is what I used to say. to help him build shelving and things for our inventory.
And do you still have all those 12 employees?
Well, they have gone to college and gotten jobs, those ones. I get new ones all the time. They regenerate. And they also seem to reproduce because you get one of them who says, oh, I have a friend who could he work here? I've hired over 50 teenagers over the past maybe 10 years. And right now I have about 5 part-time employees. They're all teenagers. What happens is they go to college and stuff and they move away, but then we remain close forever. So I have new ones.
You mentor students as well. So you help them build their own business. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah. So one of the ones who's working for me, and he's worked here for a little over a year. He lives in my neighborhood and he is selling sneakers on his own. So he buys and resells them. And I did notice he was available a little bit less. He has a career in school, you know, high school. He plays basketball, baseball, and he has his own eBay business now. They'll ask me questions and I'll talk their ears off. I'll tell them anything they want to know. And then one of them, he is 14 and a half, and he was going to come and check in on my dogs while I was on vacation because the dog sitter was going to be gone for a certain number of hours. And he said, can I use the photo box to take some pictures of something I'm listing on eBay? And I'm like, of course you can. So it's really fun to see them start selling on their own.
They're like your children.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe one day one will take over the business.
Yeah, that's going to be my 6-year-old nephew. He likes to help me ship.
Starting them off young, 6 years old. Wow. Okay. So we had the pleasure of meeting each other last year for eBay Open. You came to San Jose for a week and we had all these fun activities planned. And our seller event is back this year and it's literally just around the corner. And you've obviously been involved. You were involved last year. You've been involved in the past years as well. What do you love most about the event?
Definitely just the connecting with other sellers. And I know you'll have networking rooms and also meeting eBay employees like you who, I mean, eBay is a great company. And I know that because just getting to know you and the other people with eBay over the years, people are with eBay for a long time. I mean, I know people who I've met 10 years ago with eBay who are still with eBay, but it's connecting with the eBay people and the eBay sellers. That's my favorite part. I like to learn too, but that's not my absolute favorite.
Is there any specific memory that really left a mark with you?
One thing I like when it's in Las Vegas, I do like playing blackjack. That's super fun. But anyway, the memory that really stands out to me is the clap tunnel. At the end, all the eBay employees give a clap tunnel. And a number of years ago, so this was after my husband had passed away, and it was within a year of him passing away. And eBay was interviewing 4 sellers on the stage at the finale of the event. And I was one of them, and the others were big muckety mucks. And I told myself, like, don't expect anything from the audience. Just like answer your questions, be professional, because, you know, I am so professional. Anyway, I was just trying to tell myself to hold it together. The interviewer was asking me about going through difficult times and my voice cracked. I was talking about with my husband and with his illness. And for one thing that I'm grateful to eBay because I sell on eBay, I was with him at every doctor's appointment. I was able to work in bed sitting next to him when he was in too much pain to get out of bed. I have no regrets. And because I had the teenage employees, they were his arms and legs and he never felt like he had to hire a helper. He just felt like he was hanging out with the guys and goodness knows what they were talking about, but he wouldn't let me in the room. But anyway, back to eBay Open. After interviewing us, that was the finale and everyone went through the clap tunnel and I still had my mic on, so it had to be taken off. So I was literally the last person through the clap tunnel and over 100 eBay employees were clapping for me.
Well deserved.
I felt like a rock star. And also what I was going to say is when I was being interviewed and my voice cracked, people in the audience were like, we love you, Sherry, and cheering. And it was the most amazing time of my life.
Well, we do love you and we love sellers just like you. And I'm glad you guys get the recognition you deserve. you don't just have a business, right? At this point, you do have a brand as well. How has building a brand for yourself really helped with your business? And why should sellers look to build one of their own?
Even though I said we sell like everything, all these different things, I have regular clients. So I'm selling their stuff regularly. And one client, for example, always has these particular brands that not very many people know about, but the people that know about it follow them. They're brands like Oska, O-S-K-A, and Eskander. And the women that follow it are now followers of my store. And they just know me for having these and having that particular size. I don't know if I answered the question, though, but they know me for continuing to sell those items regularly.
So you're the go-to when they're searching for an item with that, within that brand.
Yes. Yeah. And these pants are like harem style pants. They're really funny.
So do you think that maybe it might be helpful for a seller to sell a certain type of item that maybe build them credit for it? What advice would you give other sellers who are looking to build that brand?
Well, the advice I would give is yes, when you find something that's working, then seek out more of it. And it's funny, but you can even do that selling on consignment, which seems like to me the hardest way to find something that you're doing regularly. And by the way, the people who are buying those clothes, I'm actually now selling for some of those people the clothes that they no longer wear because they know me as the one who sells it all the time. They send me boxes of their stuff, of their Oska clothes and this type of brand. I'm selling for multiple people that brand. And also with my website, because it's so hard to stand out as an eBay seller, let's say, throughout the US, make it specific to your location so that someone Googling eBay seller in Boulder, Colorado, for example, they find me. And I'm getting a lot of clients that way.
Oh, and then very, very interesting.
Yeah. And you can write articles about the things that you're selling.
And that's through your website.
No, I don't sell them through my website, but I talk about it on my website and then people contact me to sell those items for them on eBay. So I guess I'm talking about how to get more product to sell.
That's a very good piece of advice. So make a bio on your website. Make sure you're very specific on the location and you too can build a brand. Sherry, where can sellers find you online?
Sherry-sells.com is my website. And I have a link to my eBay store there. And then my eBay user ID is Sherry_sells. And Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I.
Yes, make note of that for sure. And we'll link the store. We'll have the correct spelling of her name. You'll find her easily. Thank you so much for being here, Sherry. This is awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sherry Smith sells on eBay under the store name 7-Day Sale For You. Shop her store and check out her session from eBay Open 2022 on her eBay for Business YouTube channel to get you amped up for this year's event. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.